And remember another incident, when you killed a man and started disputing as to who killed him. Allah made it known what you concealed. So we said, strike the dead body with a piece of the slaughtered cow. That's how Allah brought the dead to life, to show you His signs, so that you may understand His power to restore life. But even after seeing that, your hearts became hard like a rock, or even harder, for there are some rocks from which rivers gush out, and there are some which break asunder and water comes out of them, and there are some which fall down with the fear of Allah, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. Do you, O believers, still hope that they, the people of the book, will believe in what you say, when some of them have already heard the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perverted it knowingly after they understood it? When they meet the believers, they say, we too are believers. But when they meet each other in private, they say, would you disclose to the believers what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you, so that they may use it as an argument against you in the court of your Rabb? Have you no sense? Do they not really know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they conceal and what they reveal? Among them, there are some illiterates who do not know their holy book. They follow their own desires and do nothing but conjecture. Woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, this is from Allah, so that they may sell it for a petty price. Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they have earned. The Jews say, the fire shall not touch us except for a few days. Ask them, have you obtained such a promise from Allah which He would not break? Or do you assert against Allah what you do not know? Yea, those who commit evil and become encircled in sin are the inmates of hell fire. They shall live therefore forever. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they will be the residents of paradise and live there forever.